It's a beautiful land given to my body, a rich land, a fruit-bearing land, a prosperous land. It is a land to be possessed, and the possession comes by surrender, yielding to my will in your fellowship with me in love and truth. It is not a barren land, but a land of great riches, treasures of intimacy with me, treasures of my truth and my anointing. It is a good land. Possess what you have been given. Take back what tradition and doctrines of men have stolen. Much land has been possessed, much land, but there is more yet to inhabit. This requires prayer and fasting, and the fellowship that you give me, and the fellowship that you receive in your life in me. It is an on-purpose possessing, and that which can be shaken must be shaken, and that which is to be removed must be removed, so that you and I may abide together in the richness of fellowship in truth. Desire me, want me, pursue me, so that I may be your greatest desire and longing. I spoke through my beloved, and I still speak. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed that you may truly be known as sons of the Most High, those who intimately know me and are known by me, who carry forth my will in the days that are before you. Desire not the world and the things of this world. Desire to be in me, for I am the land of your inheritance. In me are the treasures to be sought. Come and be hungry. Come and be thirsty, that I may fill those longings with my truth and with that which you need. I am your portion. I am yours to know and behold and to be filled with continually. Have ears and hear, my beloved ones, for I am calling. Hear and receive my drawing. Yield to these things and come with me, for I am leading you into more possessing, more liberty, more strength, and deeper intimacy. Come, for your desire is calling. Come, my beloved ones. Come as soldiers and know me more intimately, that you might be filled with my longings and desire truly to live in me.